This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a day-long visit to Darjeeling in West Bengal today. During her visit, the president will grace the 9th International Santhal Conference being organized by the International Santhal Council. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has granted the aerodrome license to Yamuna International Airport Private Limited for the Noida International Airport at Jewar in Gautam Buddha Nagar of Uttar Pradesh. The airport has been licensed under the public use category for all weather operations. The Ministry of Civil Aviation informed that the airport is being developed in four phases along with a multimodal cargo hub. Upon completion of all phases, the Noida International Airport will be capable of handling up to 70 million passengers per year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed the need for full utilization of India's diverse climate conditions to increase productivity and export strength. Mr. Modi also emphasized on scaling up high-value crop produce to make the country's agriculture products globally competitive. The Prime Minister was addressing a post-budget webinar on the theme Agriculture and Rural Transformation through video conferencing yesterday. He highlighted the shifting global demand and the necessity of making Indian agriculture sector export-oriented.
Aaj duniya ke baazar khul rahe hain, global demand badal rahi hai. इस वेबिनार में अपनी खेती को एक्सपोर्ट ओरिएंटेड बनाने पर भी ज्यादा से ज्यादा चर्चा आवश्यक है. हमारे पास डाइवर्स क्लाइमेट है, हमें इसका पूरा फायदा उठाना है. एग्रो क्लाइमेटिक जोन, उस विषय में हम बहुत समृद्ध है. इस साल का बजट इन सब बातों के लिए अनगिनत नए अवसर देने वाला बजट है. प्रोडक्टिविटी बढ़ाने की दिशा तय करता है और एक्सपोर्ट ट्रेंड को बढ़ावा देता है.
ऑयल मार्केटिंग कंपनीज हैव इंक्रीज्ड द प्राइसेस ऑफ नॉन सब्सिडाइज्ड डोमेस्टिक एलपीजी गैस सिलेंडर्स बाय 60 रुपीज अक्रॉस मेट्रोपॉलिटन सिटीज इन द कंट्री. एज पर द इंडियन ऑयल कॉरपोरेशन लिमिटेड, द प्राइस फॉर 14.2 किलोग्राम गैस सिलेंडर हैज बीन इंक्रीज्ड फ्रॉम 853 रुपीज टू 913 rupees in Delhi. The new rates for LPG cylinders in Mumbai will be 912 rupees 50 paise, 939 rupees in Kolkata and 928 rupees and 50 paise in Chennai. Indian Railways has undertaken electrification of its network in mission mode over the last decade, significantly reducing its dependence on imported diesel. As a result, 99.4% of the broad-gauge railway network has now been electrified, marking one of the largest infrastructure transitions in the world. Ministry of Railways has said that with a growing share of the railway network now electrified, it is able to rely more on domestically generated electricity, improving energy security and reducing exposure to volatility in global oil markets. The ministry said this transformation has become particularly important in the current global context where geopolitical tensions in West Asia may threaten crude oil supply chains. In Nepal, out of 165 constituencies as of now, final results have been declared from 36 constituencies. Meanwhile, the counting of votes is ongoing in the remaining places. Rashtriya Swatantra Party is leading in 90 constituencies under the first-past-the-post system. RSP has won 28 seats, Nepali Congress 5, and is leading in another 9 constituencies. UML has 1 seat and is leading in 10. NCP has won 2 seats and is leading in 10. And Shram Sanskriti Party is leading in 5 constituencies. The conflict in West Asia entered its 8th day today. US President Donald Trump ruled out any deal with Iran, calling for its unconditional surrender. On social media, Trump said the US and its allies will work to help rebuild Iran economically once it agrees to capitulate. On the Iranian side, Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian has said that some countries have begun mediation efforts to resolve the ongoing conflict with the United States and Israel. In badminton, Lakshya Sen has stormed into the men's single semifinals of the prestigious All England Open Championships in Birmingham. Lakshya defeated China's Li Shifeng in the quarterfinal last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.